Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. I believe in the forgiveness of sin. And when I say I believe in the forgiveness of sin, I'm using the word believe in the very same sense we use it when we say, I believe in God the Father Almighty. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and Giver of life. In the very same sense of believe, I believe in the forgiveness of sin. You know, it is a terrible thing to deny the reality of sin. It takes away all realism. Paul the VI used to say, if you deny sin, you deny the cross. You deny salvation. You deny the need of a Savior. Because if there was no sin, if there is no sin, what did he come for? For what reason did he submit himself to such horrible torment? Once you've torn down the cross, and he who denies the reality of sin tears down the cross, once you've torn down the cross, you've torn down the only frontier between good and evil. Now, forgiveness of sin. When the first sin was committed, that sin committed by Adam and Eve, when we lost the grace of God, because the grace of God was to be an inheritance to come from Adam and Eve to all their descendants, which we are, when that grace was lost, when they lost that grace through their own fault, God, far from abandoning us, said right away to the evil one, I will raise up warfare between you and your seed and the woman and her seed. Jesus came to defeat sin. Original sin is taken away in baptism. That's why Jesus said, unless a man is born again of water and the Holy Spirit, he shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, may I beg of you that you please believe in forgiveness? I want to repeat Jesus' words to you so that you'll know that this is real. He said, I came not to condemn, but to save. And the psalmist already said, O Lord, your mercy is above all your works. Greater than his creating of the world is his mercy. His mercy is above all his works. He has even manifested that the more sins, listen to this, the more sins a person has committed, the more title he has to beg for the loving mercy of God, which means to be taken back by God. He wants to take you back. There is no sin that God cannot pardon. There is no sin that God does not want to pardon. I'll give you some examples. Suppose a mother has taken the life of her own child. There can hardly be a person on the face of the earth who would partake in the killing of a defenseless child without having severe remorse of conscience, even years later. I once knew a man, a good man. He was good when I met him, but he hadn't always been good. Once he made a girl have a baby within her. And then he said, here, take this up. She was 16. Take this. And she did. They did away with the baby. And he never saw her again until maybe 10 years later. He saw her in the streets. And it was the beginning of his conversion. He said, I won't mention his name, of course. Do you see what you did? That's what you did. First of all, you got her to kill your own son. And look where she went. Do you see what you did? It was the beginning of my friend's conversion. He came to love God very much and died a very holy death. No matter what you've done, God wants you back. He does. He does. Do you know, you've heard of sins against the Holy Spirit and how Jesus said, if one sins against the Holy Spirit, he will not be forgiven. Jesus didn't say he cannot be forgiven. Ordinarily, if a person sins against the Holy Spirit, which means calling evil good and good evil, it means resisting the grace of the Holy Spirit, the person himself has cut himself off from the very font of grace, which is the Holy Spirit. As far as God is concerned, from His marvelous, eternal, holy, loving way of seeing reality, He has created reality. As far as God sees, and He sees from all eternity, every sin is forgivable by Him. What did He send His Son for? Wasn't Peter forgiven? Didn't He say three times, Lord, you know I love you, and was forgiven? You know, Judas himself, who instead of going and seeing Christ and saying, Jesus, 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 he went and looked for a piece of rope, Judas Iscariot. And he couldn't face our Lord if he had gone and said, Mary, Mother of Jesus, have you heard what I did? I'm telling you, Mary would have said, Judas, my son, we'll go and speak with him. And in that case, we would celebrate every year the feast of Saint Judas Iscariot. But he didn't believe he could be forgiven. He did not accept this article of faith. I believe in the forgiveness of sin. No matter what you've done, adultery, which is horrible, throwing God out of your life, which is horrible. There is no sin that God does not want to forgive you. God is waiting for you. That's why He was crucified, with His arms spread out, to give us to understand that He came to save us all. Do not deny your sins. Bring your sins to the one who came to save us from sin, and He will forgive you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.